Exceptionalism News Network.
The bottom line is something's up.
Now, I realize it's fashionable in some circles to believe that no one in government should encourage others to read the Bible. That we're told that we'll violate the constitutional separation of church and state established by the Founding Fathers in the First Amendment. The First Amendment was not written to protect people and their laws from religious values. It was written to protect those values from government tyranny.
1-1-0. This was in a book for Freemasons. Fictions are necessary to the people, and the truth becomes deadly to those who are not strong enough to contemplate it in all its brilliance. In fact, what can there be in common between the vile multitude and sublime wisdom? The truth must be kept secret, and the masses need a teaching proportional to their imperfect reason.
Broadcasting live from a bunker high atop Mount Hood.
It's all heading towards a fascist totalitarian state.
It's radio that's delivering the truth.
AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
See, the problem is they don't get to determine what is right and wrong in the process. It's all done by the central government.
And here's Paul Preston and Agenda 21 Radio.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. Please remember to visit our website, a21r.com. Now, we're making it simple for you. Fewer keystrokes. a21r.com. a21r.com. All right. Here we go. Righty tighty. Lefty loosey. Right? What do they mean by that? Come on, it's a wrencher thing. It's a thing, you know, wrenchers, tools, that sort of thing. That's what it is. Great math brings you that. I bet you didn't know that. If you're a wrencher, math brings you that. That's a fact. I know, listen, it's hard for some people to understand and comprehend, but anyway, please visit our website, agenda21radio.news or a21r.com. See, yeah, we've made it simple for you. A lot of great things happening on Agenda 21 Radio, and of course, we're bringing you all the latest stories that are going on. We're going to do a little bit of a runaround here at the beginning of this block A, in hour number three. And those of you that want to call in, we're experiencing slight to moderate turbulence with the call-in system. But we're going to try it. 215-867-8255. 215-867-8255. That's 215-TOP-TALK. I mean, that's the, you know, that's the way the acronym works out. TOP-TALK, 867-8255. Okay, anyway, so we're going to be monitoring that. You can call in any time to answer any. We'll answer any and all questions that we can. You have to be appropriate and topical. Please don't, you know, ask about what happened to the crickets over in the West Coast. We're really not into that right now. We're into what's going on with the caravanning and things like that. Those are big stories. Obviously, the border situation, a crisis at the border. We're handling it. But, well, maybe. Maybe, you know, just a bunch of stuff going on. It says, thousands of pounds of flushable wipes clogged sewer system. There you go. Divers had to do the deep dive in the sewer system to do that. The X-37B military space plane wings passed 400 days on mystery mission. Okay, we're going to get into some pondering our navel about the election too. This is a new one. This just came in actually over the last hour. So here we go. This is a Mexican cross caravan showdown set for Mex crossing. We're going to talk a little bit about that in a second, but this. I'm sorry. One more time. Hillary Clinton's going to run for office one more time. Shocking! One more time. They owe it to her, right? They owe it to her. Who's they? Well, they took it from her in 2008 with Obama. She should have had it then. She would never have had it then. She's certainly not going to have it now. All kinds of speculation stuff. This is, all right, I'm going to do it. This is from Drudge again. 17, this is from the top down. We're not even at the big picture. You know how he does things? 17 days, how Republicans could barely hang on to the House. Trump praises congressman who body slammed reporter. We talked about the Kavanaugh not helping. They say, I think that's not true. I think people made up their mind about going to Trump after the Kavanaugh hearing. The mind's been made up. And by the way, there's so many early voting going on. Battle for suburban women. Shocking. The women again, the women prize. Pump prices hover around $3 as midterm. Three? How about four plus in California? That's what gas is right now. Do you think they're going to get rid of the gas tax? Prop 10. Pump prices hover. Paper. Texas Dems ask non-citizens to register to vote. Beto. Supporters can't name any of his accomplishments. Beto. You're going against Ted Cruz. I'm a Ted Cruz guy. I like Ted Cruz. I think Donald Trump took care of him, but I like Ted Cruz. Video. Beto O'Rourke supporters can't name any of his accomplishments because he's got none. Hillary Clinton has none. Right? Has none. And who's Beto? Beto O'Rourke. This young snot-nose who's coming up from Texas to try and take on Ted Cruz. He's got no accomplishments. He's got nothing. What has Bernie Sanders got, by the way? What has he accomplished? None, honey. Let's see. Let's go down Pocahontas. What has Pocahontas accomplished? None. Bill Clinton, kind of an economy going on in the 90s. Yeah, that was a little bit of something. But who set that up for him? I know. They tried to say that Obama set it up for Trump, right? Of course, that is not the case. Obama did not hand over a thriving, blowing up economy to Trump. But Reagan certainly had a lot to do with his policies and plans making everything go forward for Clinton, because it was already going forward for Reagan. Big time. No one's disputing that. I'm sorry, he's got to have a little bit of coffee. So there's no there there. This is the thing about the Dems. There's no there for any of them. Beto, he's done nothing. Beto, he's not a man. He's not our man anymore. I got this picture of Hillary. The slovenly, bad picture of Hillary. God, it's terrible. I think they're just photographers that run around. Whatever condition we can find her in bad, we'll take it. Then there are those that take pictures of, oh, we'll take it. That's a good picture. I mean, it really, the media does. I mean, I think for the most part, they do give a pass on some of these people. This is from the week that was, whatever. This is a report from the week. I have no idea who the week is. The week, it's a magazine. Okay, I got it. I've seen it. Okay. It says, ready to go through the 2016 election all over again? Penelope Raines, who worked for Hillary Clinton, or Felipe Raines, Felipe Raines, who worked for Hillary Clinton going back to 2002, and was her senior advisor at the State Department, made the argument to Political Friday that the former Democratic nominee might actually be the party's best hope for defeating Trump in 2020. He said no other Democrat has anywhere near a base of 32 million people, especially not Bernie Sanders or Elizabeth Warren. The party, he feels, shouldn't dismiss her as a failed candidate because she's smarter and tougher than most, and she could raise money easier than most. All right. Okay, so On to the next story. It's just not gonna. Do we? Whoa, man! Could we just do her one more time? No, that's not what I said. I mean, could we endure one more election cycle for Hillary Rodham Clinton? Some other things. Leak. Kelly and Bolton profane shouting match outside of Oval Office. Wonder what they're talking about. CNN Acosta message to former Melania aide. F you. Oh, this is on Drudge. Oh, here we go. White Privilege Symposium will feature racial justice board game. White Privilege. When you start out something called the White Privilege Symposium, gee, you think it's racist to begin with? South African city set to seize land in national test case. Now, by the way, it's kind of interesting, those of you that are really interested in what PG&E is up to in the foothills surrounding Northern California. By shutting off everybody's electricity. Oh, in the name of fire prevention. There you go. We're gonna shut off everybody's electricity in the name of fire prevention because the winds are coming up. Then but they still keep you shut down. How are you going to like living out there without electricity that we provide you? Well, you know, they can do it in South Africa, you know, where they bring in the gangs and start murdering people. You know, turn off the power. Or Venezuela. Or Honduras. Or China. All the communists do it.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Attention business owners and independent
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
A dictator, I'm the president.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, how about this one? White Privilege Symposium will feature racial injustice. racial justice, quote, racial justice board game. A board game, there you go. Board game supporters and support board game and core. Listen, I'm sorry. The dyslexia is all over the place. Board game supports and encourages cross-cultural understanding. Oh, couching racism in cross-cultural understanding. School district sent child services after mother when she reported restroom assault by gender-fluid student. Oh, God. What is this about? Gender-fluid. What's gender-fluid? Assault by gender-fluid student. Well, that's another thing. I'm looking at College Fix is the name of this article, or from this thing. Original student reported, your daily dose of right-minded news and commentary from across the nation. The College Fix. White Privilege Symposium. Here we go. All right. I'm taking the dive in this one. A community college will host a White Privilege Symposium today and tomorrow. And, well, this what day is it? This is today. That will explore such topics as constructive white conversations and the N word, as well as racial justice board game. Here we go. North Shore Community College, colleges, power, privilege, progress, awareness to action. Event is billed as an engaging deep learning experience with an exchange of ideas on the issues of privilege and power in the history of our country. Attendees of the event will hear from keynote speakers and participate in workshops such as The Guide for White Women to Teach Black Boys and 10 Reasons Why America Can't Talk About Race. And the cost of attendance is $75. Students will pay $50. And the North Shore Community College students will be free, of course. I wonder if there's a special surcharge on white people. Didn't ask that question. It says, one workshop at the event will be devoted to a playthrough of the board game Road to Racial Justice, which, according to the game's website, supports and encourages cross-cultural understanding and compassionate action in order to help create a more loving and just world. The board game was created by Kessa Kivel, a Los Angeles-based educator, artist, and activist engaged in social justice issues. Some of the game's discussions prompts include situations such as the mascot for your school's football team is a person dressed up as a warlike Native American and under U.S. law. And under U.S. law, farm workers who are mostly Latino have no right to overtime pay, and children as young as 12 are allowed to work in the field. I worked as, hey, come on, girlfriend. I was 12 years old. I worked in the fields. They called me Hueto. That's what they did. They called me that. I was called Hueto. Where's Hueto in this? Is Hueto in the board game? Am I on the board? I worked in the fields. I'm one of those children. I was abused, I guess. I got good money, actually. One scenario the game provides for the farm worker prompt is, find out which stores and restaurants buy fruits and vegetables from unethical farmers and encourage your friends and family to boycott these places. I'm not making it up. This is true. This is real. Players, are you a player? Players will become more aware that racism exists in many everyday situations, interpersonal and institutional. Oh my God, there it is. There it is. institutional racism. Like, you know. Critical race theory enters the question here. This is Barack Obama's big thing, critical race theory, right? Why CNN's a racist organization, because it's, you know. Well, to me, they're racist. They would say they're not, because they believe in critical race theory. So therefore, learn why the situations are racist, stereotyping, tokenism, cultural appropriation, etc., and acquire tools to interrupt these kinds of situations. The website says the board game. That's what it says. It says the word, and the website says the word of the board, board game. Other workshops scheduled for the symposium include unpacking the N-word, constructive white conversations, and completely unpacking the invisible knapsack, the liabilities of white privilege, and how white privilege hurts white people. Oh, I'm so guilt-ridden. Give me guilty. Give me guilt. Give me white guilt. The event's website states, this is not about blame. It's about listening deeply, talking with each other, and increasing our awareness, bringing us to a closer understanding that we all desire about white bigots, or anybody who's white is a bigot. I get it. I'm so white. Oh, brother. Lori Carlson listened. You gotta laugh at this stuff. It's so sick. This is mental illness we're talking about. Lori Carlson, listed as a contact for the event on the school's website, did not respond to requests for comment on the expected attendance at the symposium or the content of the workshop. As of Thursday evening, 22 guests indicated they're attending the symposium's Facebook event page. All right. They've given me a link. Let's see what it says here. Let's do better than that. Let's call them. What do you think? Should we be mischievous? I'm in the mood. Awareness action. Privilege, progress, and awareness action. Starts in about 7 hours. This is hosted by NCCC's Forum on Tolerance. Where is this place? Should I make friends with it? Interested? Going? Share? What should I do? I'm flabbergasted I got this. Here it is. Oh, they got the black, brown, and white fist. Power, privilege, and awareness to action events. Okay. October 19th, public. Oh, I'm so excited I'm here. But there's no contact information. I wonder why. Tickets. Jesus. Tickets. You can go to Eventbrite. Tickets. $130. Wow. Message to the host. What time do the doors open? Can you call for an interview? Should I say that? Let's interview you for Agenda 21 Radio. I would be a charming person to ask questions of these vermin. I mean, people. I shouldn't say that. And by the way, Facebook. Speaking of Facebook. In vermin. Guess what they did? They took down, guess who? The big reverend. They took him down. They didn't like him calling people termites, if you know what I mean. Oh, Franken. Farrakhan. Oh, I'm sorry, Farrakhan. Louis Farrakhan. His Facebook page was taken down because of his vulgarities and his racist comments. I guess some people might say he's even got, black privilege. We'll be back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-324-4341. That's 800-324-4341. Again, 800-324-4341.
319-2547.
The notion that I can just suspend deportations through executive order, that's just not the case.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Blessing at the Agenda 21 Show.
Welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. National speakers to headline white privilege symposium at North Shore Community College this weekend. Yusuf Salam, one of the Central Park Five, is one of many national speakers headlining the White Privilege Symposium at North Shore Community College this weekend. White privilege doesn't mean you necessarily had every advantage, said Lori Carlson, the English professor and chair of the school's forums on tolerance. It doesn't mean you haven't suffered, you haven't been poor, or you haven't been through hardship. It just means those hardships were not based on the color of your skin. Just means those hardships were not based on the color of your skin. The event, Power, Privilege, and Progress, Awareness to Action, a White Privilege Symposium, is produced and hosted by the Privilege Institute, the American Association of University Women, North Shore Area Branch, and the NSCC's Forum on Tolerance. The goal is to provide an engaging learning experience that creates dialogue on the issues of privilege and power in the history of the United States. Salam was one of five teenagers sentenced to prison on a wrongful rape conviction in 1990. After 6 years and 8 months in incarceration, he was finally exonerated in 2002. He now spends his time speaking out on social justice. He is one of many national speakers to headline the two-day symposium. Jacqueline Batalora, author of Birth of a White Nation, and Barbara J. Love, professor emeritus. Of social justice education at UMass Amherst are also keynote speakers. Oh my God, they got the bullies there. They got the bullies to the white people. I'm so good. So whiteness is just terrible to me. So white. Give me the spray paint. NSCC began the forums on tolerance in 1996 as an outgrowth of the Holocaust studies. Really? This is, listen, by the way, I think I've admitted to you that I conducted a couple of my own sponsored conferences on tolerance in the 1990s, right? It was 180 degrees from this, because this is absolutely not the right interpretation of the word tolerant. Intolerance is not tolerance. So this is the Hegelian dialectic lie to you, by the way. You got to study the Hegel in the Hegelian dialectic. This is what they always do. The fundamental thing about Hegelian is that it's like your children. When your parents and you have children, you get this, because children always inevitably, when they want something, they play one parent against the other. And by the time they get to puberty, they really know how to play the game. Because they really know who's the softy and who's not. And they figure out the softy business right away. Who loves me more? Right. And, of course, the real mix is who loves you more is the disciplinarian. The one that gives you structure. Right. Anyway. The symposium is the first time the campus has held a forum on tolerance.
Wow, such a large scale. Well, let's find out. Let's hear. I'm going to call them. Here we go. Just pay attention now. Here we go. We're calling and see what's happening.
This organization. Didn't seem to be picking up. Maybe they will. And this is...
Hi, this is Lori. I can't come to the phone right now, but please leave me your name and number, and I'll try to get back to you as soon as possible. Thank you.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or...
So much for the communication system there. At the Forum on Tolerance, this is the telephone number, in case you guys want to call it. And it's supposed to Lori. It gives you this. Send a message or make the call at 508-847-6972. You can call. And this is at Danvers, Massachusetts. Community organization, NCS, government, college, whatever. Who's Lori? Who is Lori? We don't know who Lori is. So we're, you know, now all of a sudden, they have a website. North Shore Tolerance website. I'm just doing a little bit of an investigation. This is the way it rolls. Maybe there's another number. They got the big thing about this conference, NSCC Forums on Tolerance, Support, and Learning Environment, Power, Privilege, Progress, Awareness to Action, a White Privilege Symposium. Here we go. Come on. Any more registration required for both days? Space is limited. Thank God. Thank God they're going to be space is limited. Register. All right. And Lynn Campus. Okay, it's the Lynn Campus, 300 Broad Street. For those of you who want to go, you can crash it, even though. Okay, it says the journey begins. Oh, okay. So now I'm feeling better already, aren't you? Register at Eventbrite. Symposium. Let's check it out just to see. This is nauseating, isn't it? I mean, really. Okay, Friday, limit, okay, North Shore, location, refund. Refunds up to 7 days before the event. So listen, suckers, if you're going to register, well, let's go, will it allow us to, registration? Register individual? You know, register, 130 shmullions for a corporate. Oh, I'm sorry. So what should we do? It says here, register. Corporate, $130. Huh. Normal human beings, I guess. Of what color? You know, they don't have a price for white people here. It just says regular. I thought with all the privilege, they would be charging us more. Students, workshop presenter, workshop presenter. If you're a workshop presenter, you're charged $40. Donation, $0. Friday night only, free. Sponsor, free. Wow. Sponsor, free. Friday night only is free. Sales end in 5 hours. Ah, that's because it's going to start this afternoon in 5 hours. Refund. Okay, so we got that. So that's all there is. Oh, it says here there's no phone numbers. I'm shocked there's no more phone numbers. We'll try the other work. Let's try another one. See if we can get the phone number. Any phone number? Sponsors, hosts, keynotes, home? No. Oh, we got the agenda. Eddie Moore. The Guide for White Women Who Teach Black Boys, Barbara Love, Enacting Liberatory Consciousness. Liberatory, like liberal. Oh, gosh. I hate it when this happens. Commercial interrupt us. Put a stop to it. Donate. We'll be back. We're having way too much fun. What could possibly go wrong in this environment?
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547. 547.
I swore an oath to uphold the laws on the book.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And we're back, and we're talking about this. I'm not letting it go. This conference that they have in Massachusetts. Okay, and some of the characters, some of the people that are in there. It's white privilege conference. North Shore Community College in Massachusetts. It starts today. It starts this afternoon. You got 5 hours to get there. They say it's before, but you know, get on that plane. Or take a red eye, right? This is who they're featuring tomorrow. Dr. Jacqueline Badalora. Her research explores when, where, and how, and why the human category, quote, white, was first asserted in law. The intersection of class and gender are revealed as integral to the invention of human separation that by the 20th century is reasoned to be, quote, race. The legal history exposes race as a construct and reveals a mindset that is foundational to the United States, shaping every institution, workplace, and community. Boy, she's deep, isn't she? The information is particularly valuable for providing a historical foundation. I said historical, not hysterical. Historical foundation that is essential for anyone engaging in anti-racism, anti-bias work today, whether that effort is on an individual or organizational basis. God, she says it so well. Who is this woman? She's got a link, so that's dangerous for us. Birth of a White Nation, The Invention of White People and Its Relevance to Today by Jacqueline Badalora. And this is coming from official author website. It's her. It's all her. Birth of a White Nation offers a thorough examination of the underlying reasons and the ways in which white people were created by American law. Okay. You know what do you say about that, right? What? You tell me what I should say about this right now. The new book on race in America begins with the moment when white people, as a separate and distinct group of humanity, were invented through legislation and enforcement of laws. It explains how the creation of the distinction divided laborers and ultimately served the interest of the elite. It also examines how foundational law and policy were used to institutionalize the practice of white people holding positions of power. I wonder, you know, a couple, just a little rip on this. I wonder if there's any demographic, serious demographic data pieces in this book. Oh, she was born in Edinburgh, Scotland, and lived in Antwerp, Belgium for 6 years before her family relocated in Victoria, Texas. Boy, that's a jump. The experience of attending high school and middle school in Texas formed her understanding of race in America. While she is currently a lawyer and professor of sociology and criminal justice at St. Xavier University, she is also a former Chicago police officer. She holds a PhD from Northwestern University and has been engaged in anti-racist training since the mid-1990s. Good for you, girlfriend. It's just, you know, it's kind of interesting. Explains how the creation of the distinction between laborers and... See, this, to me, I hate to break it to my little Scottish relative here, but this, to me, is so Marxist, it's not even funny. Just that statement itself. See, when you take a look at these things, when you start to really break them down, and I'm just... And again, I haven't read the book or anything, but I'm just jumping to that wild conclusion. You can call it swag, you can call it whatever it is, but I'm just jumping to that wild conclusion based upon the statement that she's got in her own bio, apparently penned by her fingertips. White people as a separate, this is, this new book on race in America begins with the moment when white people as a separate and distinct group of humanity were invented.
Hello, I'm Mike Kendall, inventor of my...
Oh, come on, Mike, you're interrupting, please. Were invented through legislation and the enforcement of laws. It explains how the creation of the distinction divided laborers and ultimately served the interest of the elite. That's pure Marxism right there. That whole thing is Marxism. Separate by races. One of the easiest ploys in the world. Lenin. They all had it down. Vladimir. Yeah. Karl Marx, Vladimir Lenin, and Mao, they all do the same thing. This is pure communism. She might not like that, but she is what she is. It doesn't surprise me coming from white privilege, white privilege. You know, when I was working 12 years old in the fields, being called Waito and other terms that were not really endearing for a white person, but I took it. I'm not sure that was white privilege. But, you know, I just grew up here in California. I was born and raised in America. I might have a little bit more credibility than this woman, who, on the surface of it, on the face of it, is a racist. That's what these people don't understand. They're pure racist when they organize such things. And they spout this stuff off. Of course, that's exactly what they want with critical race theory. She's trying to rationalize critical race theory. You might not understand critical race theory, but from a constitutional standpoint, it's very, very evident. She's saying that, like all of her other brothers and sisters in this white privilege racism business, it's in the form of race hustling, like Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton. They're all fellow travelers, of course, and Barack Obama. This is a big thing. The big thing for Barack Obama was, of course, critical race theory when he introduced that, and that was really one of the things about Andrew Breitbart that caused his death. Andrew Breitbart committed before his death to out Obama as a racist and in sponsoring critical race theory symposiums when he was at Harvard. And critical race theory basically says that any institution that was started by a white person is inherently racist because a white person did it. Because a white person carries with them their white bias. Yeah, forget about all the written word, you know, forget about Shakespeare, forget about the founding fathers, forget about anybody who was white who was an author or anybody of note and importance because they had whiteness, they had a bias. Didn't matter what country they're from, didn't matter where what they wrote or said, but it was white bias altogether, so therefore everything they did, everything they touched, everything they wrote, everything they built, they constructed, is racist because it's got a white slant to it all, right? The founding fathers were racist. We know that, according to these people, because they were white. Therefore, they're racist. So the institutions they created, the Constitution, Declaration of Independence, and, of course, the amendments, all those things were racist and are racist in the minds of these people because it gives white privilege. I don't know. That's the point when you start talking about this stuff. But this is Derek Bell's philosophy of critical race theory. And Derek Bell was a Harvard professor that was good friends with Barack Obama. That's Obama's mentor, was Derek Bell, who was professing critical race theory. There's videos out there of Obama, of course, introducing Derek Bell in the 80s, 90s, when he was a Harvard student. Isn't that amazing? No one wanted that out, by the way. That was one of the big kept secrets. Oh, and like the secret of Obama, shoulder to shoulder with one of his good friends, Louis Farrakhan. No termites there. It's interesting. No mention of black privilege there. Just white privilege. White racism. Because, you know, blacks cannot be racist, right? Let's ask if that, in fact, can be. Let's ask Louis Farrakhan. Oh, blacks can't be racist. Oh, you termites. All of us termites out there know better than. We should never even ask or infer it, right? Yeah. That is what we have here in this whole thing. We have racism. Boy, and when they come out and they teach it like this, and they pose themselves as racist bigots, in the end, they're going to be seen. And, you know, I don't know of course, I hang around with a different group of people, but I have numerous black friends and Asians, and this is not them. And they certainly do not speak, but you know, when you have young, impressionable minds in college, in the universities, this is what they get exposed to, is this stuff. Do you think that's going to have an effect on our future society and culture in America? You bet. And it does, even today. Take a look at how much rap music, so-called rap, the impact negatively, the billions of dollars over the last 20, 30 years of having that sort of musical genre played and pumped into our kids. Talk about dumbing our kids down. Man, made everybody stupid. But, you know, to someone such as the sponsors of this North Shore group, because the music is so slanted and negative and profane, they would say it's okay, it's justified, because it's saying something against white privilege. No matter how misogynistic it is, it's saying something about white privilege. Anyway, we got to run for time. You believe that? Already things are starting to happen. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And also, newcaliforniastate.com. You do not want to miss out on any opportunities with New California. We are going to be moving forward, and things are going to be rocking and rolling. You'll see. And visit that website, newcaliforniastate.com. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.